You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. I'm your host, Ian Shelley, and thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being here in the energy of the community, in the collective consciousness, and sharing this really, really sacred space with us. The Wisdom of the Ancients series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, that is trying to come through, that is knocking on our door, wanting to be remembered. Ancient practices, knowledge, and wisdom, not only from our own planet, but from other worlds and galaxies and dimensions and realms too. Now, ancient also means remembering our core, our own true self, our pure self, the greatest version of ourselves that we can be, our higher self. And in this series of Wisdom of the Ancients, the theme is vessels of love, light, and service. So may we all be open to receiving any messages the divine has for us so that we become a true offering and do our part to help raise the collective consciousness for all beings in all realms. And right now, as we begin this call, let us call in the ancient ones to support us, to open our hearts. We have an exciting call planned for you today. I can't wait to get into this with our next guest. Let me introduce our next guest to you. Lana Spencer was born with multidimensional awareness, her continuity of consciousness intact, and the soul recall of her many lifetimes and fully awakened psychic abilities. She's an expert in the area of progressive awakening and foundational uses of quantum energy for bioevolutionary superconsciousness awakening, healing, integration, and soul synthesis from 3D to 12D. She also holds degrees in human services and nursing and has a detailed knowledge of body symptoms. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome Lana to our show. Welcome, Lana.
Hi, good morning, everybody. And thank you for having me, Ian. I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're going to have an amazing call. I personally am very excited about this. So everyone, today Lana is going to be talking about Vivaxis, your personal quantum touch point for vibrational awareness and energy management. Some of the things that you'll learn and experience during the call today, you'll learn how Vivaxis allows you to interface even more directly with your God self or innate intelligence. You'll be able to open your access to energy that unlocks your super consciousness. You'll discover how Vivaxis improves your physical, mental, and emotional health as you grow into your light quotient and turn on and boost your intuition to a whole new level. And I know that last one really excites people, along with unlocking our super consciousness. So it's going to be a great call today. Lana's also going to be doing short readings to assess your level of function and vitality. So *2 to raise your hand on your phone. So *2 on your phone to raise your hand or put your question in the question box. So let me ask you, Lana, so you're going to be doing these readings. Can you share with the group to get everyone primed, so to speak, to what you'll be sharing and how you'll be doing the readings?
Absolutely. So if you get selected for a call, I want you to tell me the year of your birth. I don't need the date. I just need the year of your birth and the geographical region. It can be the state, the city, or some people, it may be a province if you live outside of the United States. And then what I'm able to do is, because I'm able to view things on a quantum level, on an energetic level, is I'm able to do kind of a time travel kind of experience and look at your Vivaxis point, which I'll be explaining more fully in a little bit. But I'm going to look at your Vivaxis point because it contains the seeds of your entire soul's blueprint, your energetic signature, your soul signature. And I'm able to assess the level of connection that you have from the Vivaxis, from the level of the quantum, which is your quantum or superconscious self, through the earth plane to the body. All of us, most people, because we're in this awakening process or we're making this paradigm shift, if you will, only have access to and are able to energetically interface with a portion of our awareness, a portion of that superconsciousness, a portion of our energetic design. And so I'm able to see and tell you exactly what's going on with yours. I'm able to see if the geographic region where it was first formed is in support of your soul, your life trajectory and your soul purpose. I'm able to see some of the influences that may be hindering your moving forward. And those can be environmental. They can be related to the place where it exists. It can be related to things like electromagnetic energy or overpopulation. It can be related to pollution. It can be in heavy metals. It can be related to collective consciousness patterns and Akashic records that are stored in your soul signature. So I'm going to be looking at those things and giving you an idea of where you're at to start with, and then of course we'll go on from there. So it's
beautiful.
Pretty exciting and illuminating.
Yeah, sounds so. Wonderful. So again, star 2 to raise your hand, or you can put your question in the question box. And then at the end of the call, Lana's going to take everyone through a group process, a new earth activation. So definitely you want to be on the call to be part of that group process. So Lana, you've spoken a little bit about, you've given a tiny, tiny foretaste of Vivaxis, but can you tell us, for those of us who are not familiar with the Vivaxis point, what really is the Vivaxis point?
Sure. So your Vivaxis point is your soul's unique earth energy sphere that is the bioenergetic representation of your unique soul signature. Now that's kind of a lot to take in. The Vivaxis is your life axis, your energy umbilical cord to the planet, if you will. And it's the place where you plug into the earth and its life-supporting energies. And I've actually taken that specific quote from an article that was written by a scientist that studied and discovered the Vivaxis and worked with it scientifically in a different way than I work with it. So your Vivaxis is formed at the time of your birth, and I'll get more into that later in the call as well. And it serves two primary functions. It functions as a storage facility for energies and information about a person's energy field, their health and life trajectory, their soul trajectory, meaning the sum total of your soul experiences. And it also serves as a transducer. So a transducer means that it takes energy and it turns it changes it in such a way that it becomes bioavailable to the body. So it begins to flow and is interpreted and understood by the body better. So if that makes sense to you. So the Vivaxis serves as a transducer, big word, of Earth's electromagnetic and etheric energy. So two different forms of energy, which are sent to the physical body. And it's also a quantum touch point for where the quantum field interfaces with the earth energies and your body. So our soul, our innate intelligence or our super consciousness, whatever form, word you want to use for it, exists primarily in vibrational form within the context of the quantum field. So that unity consciousness. And we have been existing for many thousands of years and having a third dimensional experience. We've been learning to move through monads of experience through the realm of duality, through linear time, and experiencing ourselves in that fashion. And we have ended that cycle, and we've moved into an expanded awareness again, where, as Ian was talking about at the beginning of the call, how we're getting back in touch with that ancient wisdom that we're all connected to and we're all a part of. But it's felt inaccessible, and there's switches that need to be flipped. And most of these are vibrational and energetic in experience, which is why we're talking about the Vivaxis today. So your Vivaxis creates, as you learn to work and interface with it, creates an amazing dynamic interface. So it's literally our bioevolutionary energy access point. And it has significance to our body because we're talking about consciousness, but we're talking about having an embodied experience, right? So everything that we're talking about vibrationally is something that has to be processed through the body, through our nervous system, through our cells and such. And we need to, so when the Vivaxis point is fully switched on and healthy, there's a larger dynamic interface between our superconscious awareness or our soul, our body, and the earth. So that's really quite incredible. So our physical body is more than simply a finite biological organism that lives and dies, because it contains all it contains the divine blueprint for our higher self and superconsciousness. But we need that interface. We need that vibrational, that energetic interface. So you can think of our body not only as a dear friend, but a physical instrument. And it has a much greater capacity for processing energy And the implications for such, the results of doing that is that we can live longer lives, we can become younger, we can heal faster, we can operate differently, and of course, intuition. So those intuitive faculties that for most people seem to be fleeting, they flash in and out of our awareness, they become more consistent and stably active and accessible when we are able to maintain a particular vibrational state. So this is where the Vivaxis comes in. It's boosting, very much boosting our capacity to function on many, many levels. So.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for that background. Yeah. We appreciate that. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Powerful, powerful. I'm going to be getting into the hows in just a little while. I think everyone's going, how, before I do that, let me ask you, Lana, how did you, discover it, or maybe I should rather say, how did it discover you?
Yeah, well, it was twofold. I kept seeing, when doing energy work, so I'll just tell people briefly that I see things, I call myself kind of a big picture person, but I'm able to literally see energy on a very deep level. So, for example, if I look at a person's body, if I was looking at their eyes, I could see the structure that we call eyes, and then I could look through it, and I could literally see the vibrational patterns and the frequencies and the energy, which may even have color and tone and those sorts of things that comprise the physical structure. So I see through things and what, the patterns that put things together. So in with that being said, I kept seeing repetitive patterns in sessions that were showing up with people where I kept seeing that these were beautiful, very awake, aware people that were doing a lot of good energy, good work to expand their awareness, expand their consciousness, but they kept coming back to these repetitive patterns of pain and suffering. It kind of that put them in a state of what I would call paradigm ping pong, where they were open, but they weren't open. They weren't open, but it wasn't stable, in other words. And I was very keenly aware that on the one hand, yes, it takes practice to refine, our experience. But on the other hand, there seemed like there was a gap there, missing an energetic, a vibrational gap that would stabilize people. And as I kept asking those questions and exploring, I kept coming back to finding that I kept being directed by my guides and with my visions back to the earth. And finally it was in my work with new earth template energies that I saw this earth star. The angels and the guides started showing me this sphere, and they started describing and working with me personally. And then I started doing it with my clients and seeing a huge jump in their intuition, in their energy, in their stability, in their energy work, in their path. So I was seeing really tremendous results across the board with people. And then probably about 2 or 3 years into me working with this sphere, I discovered that there was a scientist named Frances Nixon she approaches working with the Vivaxis a little bit differently than me, but she had discovered it back in, if I remember correctly, the 1960s. And she did a lot of scientific experiments around the Vivaxis and that correlated many of the things that I was seeing energetically. It was quite interesting. It answered a big question for me, like here's a missing link that a lot of people wonder about when they hear the term quantum field. Like, how does the quantum field interface with our physical reality? How can we use those? Are there touch points in consciousness or in the earth plane that we can use that can change our consciousness? And the answer is yes, and the Vivaxis is one of them, because what she found was that the Vivaxis exists on the atomic level in the quantum field through the electrons in this energetic toruses that are formed, the sphere, and it simultaneously blinks, or it exists and it's formed in our physical plane. So at the time of the birth, this is really fascinating stuff. And this is literally within a couple days of the birth, all the way up, maybe even to the moments of birth, when somebody's entering the body of the baby that's inside the mom when it's being born. Mm-hmm. There is an energetic exchange from the quantum to the physical that literally there's an energetic, a magnetic, and an etheric exchange from the quantum that forms the sphere that's related to the minerals, among other things, in the earth and in our bodies, so in our bones, calcium being one of the strong catalysts for the formation of this sphere. And she was able to replicate this in experiments that she did, among other things. And it answered a question for me about, okay, where does this energy exist? We have a soul signature that I've been seeing all this time. Where does it exist, and how do we relate to it, and how does it benefit us? So it's kind of the long version of it, but it's, you know, I thought people should know how these things form and that these points exist. They're real, and they work for us. So,
Wow, this is so interesting. So, so everyone has a Vivek access point, correct? Let's just start with that.
Yes.
Everyone.
Yes.
Okay. So knowing that, is it laying dormant within our beings, or is it working? That's like a three-part question. So is it dormant until we discover it and work with it, or become aware of it and work with it? Or it's kind of like the same part as question B, or is it doing its own thing and operating without our awareness? Or C, no, this goes A and B. Make it simple. A and B. Is it dormant, or is it doing its own thing? I guess C would be, once we find it and become aware of it, then how do we unlock our super consciousness? So it's really a multiple part question, but, you know, wherever you feel led to answer.
So, well, there's a lot to it. So and that's a very good question. I could see how it'd be hard to even ask it. So, so yes, it's, we all have one, and it's there. It's mostly dormant in people. We wouldn't be alive if it wasn't flowing on some level, because we are vibrational in nature. Even if you don't, if you're someone that doesn't see your energy to the extent that I do, you feel a certain amount of energy in your everyday processes in life. Even if it's just the biorhythm of having energy when you get up in the morning, feeling refreshed from sleep, that's a form of energy. But energy affects it. So there is always some sort of a flow. Now, vitality, it has a lot to do with our conscious observation of an interaction with anything. So on a very practical level, if you think about, well, if I'm just barely getting by and not paying too much of attention to my body, it's gonna maintain to a certain degree. But if I care for it, if I clean it, if I eat well, if I exercise, I'm gonna do better. It's the same thing when we maintain our energy field, which is why we're gonna talk more about energy management too. So the Vivaxis point becomes a dynamic place where, as you raise your vibrational field and you begin to apply your awareness and intention and different vibrational states to it, it acts as an amplifier, a transducer. So not only does it up your game, it ups your vitality to your body. It increases, it literally acts as an amplifier and a magnifier of your awareness. So for yourself. So it's a positive feedback loop in a way, from the quantum to the etheric to the electromagnetic, because we have more than one form of energy that influences our physical experience. And what we're wanting to do is to open up more of that quantum, which is what I call that super conscious awareness. And then our bodies, through the Vivaxis point, we're amplifying the energy through that as we observe and work with it. And it in turn unlocks those dormant portions of our consciousness. And it you know, we're able to use more, feel more, be more. So does that make sense?
So as we gain awareness of our Vivaxis point, it starts to amplify and then also magnify our awareness. So it's like once you know it's there and bring your consciousness and awareness to it, then it really starts to amplify, and then it really starts to boost and open up your intuition and really, I hate to say do its job, but, you know, do what it was created to do.
Yes, and again, this is, so if, and it also has to do with our bioevolutionary experience at this point, in that we can, if we use it intentionally, and so here's an example. So a lot of people talk about, you know, living in the energy of love, and self-love and that vibration of love. But it's like, how do I raise my consciousness to that level if I have obstacles in my head or obstacles in my life and I have these challenges? And you go, well, there are many things that you can do, or you can use this energy sphere, for example. Your soul is clear, and it's been veiled from us. So we, again, it can mirror back to us. We can almost think of it as a vibrational divine mirror of our exceptional potential that we have and that we're all trying to unlock and connect to. So if you open up, you set your intention and your awareness to connect with it, and you start using entrainment energies to connect you on a different level. You call in the vibrational support of spirit helpers and angels, for example, that boost that up. It tremendously changes you and can heal you. So people that are looking for opportunities to not only expand their awareness, but for self-healing, for self-actualization, this is one of the reasons why we want to use these things that we call quantum touch points, because they enable us to do so much easier. So you're thinking about, so if we all have a particular set point that we're used to operating at, and we bump it up, we put a jet pack on us. It's like we have a capacity to do more. Think of it as like a runner, has a tremendous cardiac capacity, right? So we're doing that vibrationally by working with these quantum touch points. And our Vivaxis is one of the things that's very unique about it is that, again, it contains our soul signature, which for most people, we may not, on an intellectual or even on a deep instinctive level, we say, okay, I know that I have a soul, and then maybe in a really wonderful moment, I feel this deep sense of connection. But where do I go in to feel it? How can I tap into its wisdom here on Earth? So now we know that there's an actual physical point that feeds us energy, that nurtures us, that strengthens us. And we're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for really bringing this to our awareness and really getting into how we have the support. So let's talk about energy management. You brought it up about 3 minutes ago, or a couple minutes ago, and it's in the field. So let's talk about energy management a little bit. What are some of your the ways you want to share that information with us?
Oh my gosh! So there's so much to the topic of energy management, but I really like to provide listeners with a few definitions, and also to just kind of place you in a vibrational state that allows you to open up that feeling state of awareness. So while we're speaking, so I'd like to just invite everybody, and this is to just take just a moment to go inside. So if you're in, listening to, your phones or on anything else, just put all that aside for just 1 second and take a breath. And I'm just going to connect everybody a little bit deeper, vibrate. I'm going to raise everybody's vibration a little bit. And there's nothing that you need to do. So just set the intention to relax just a little bit. So I'm just going to just raise the energetics around everybody just a little bit. And I'm going to talk about the concept of vibrational awareness. And just know that we're going to be working with you energetically behind the scenes here. So vibrational awareness is something I like to talk about in terms of the energy management. So one of the major benefits of doing Vivaxis work is that it tends to boost your vibrational awareness quickly. So, again, this has to do with that quantum touch point, that interface. That particular quantum touch point is unique because of your soul signature, as I said. So vibrational awareness is a state of experience that occurs when you are able to intentionally place your awareness within the quantum field while you are also operating in physicality. Now, there's many different ways to experience vibrational awareness, and your beautiful, the people on your Facebook group talked about those some, and they talked about different ways that they see and sensed and felt aspects of themselves. Well, that's true. But it also has to do with the stability of awareness that is both simultaneously able to feel and relate to the soul in its entirety, which is not a mental process. It's vibrational. There's an awareness of that connection. while you're having a physical experience. So you're looking out through your soul eyes. This is very different. So the enhanced vibrational awareness of working with the fifth axis will lead you into this direct experience more quickly and more easily. So it's opening up your perceptual doorways to the energetic underpinnings of your physical experience and the revelation that you are consciousness. So that portion of you that is aware when you close your eyes and is able to witness and observe your body, for example, or your breathing, is vibrationally magnified and it's brought through into your personal experience. So we've kind of talked a little bit about the soul signature and soul purpose. They're the same thing. So your vivacity exists. This is another definition. We're talking about this. Your vivacity exists both, like I said, within the quantum field and the earth plane, and it contains your divine blueprint or soul signature. But it's also tied to the physical energetics that influence your physical functioning. And so as you open up this and work with it intentionally, you have access to more, not only in a conscious level, but also to the vitality that you need for your body. So your soul signature holds a very unique vibrational energy field. And like I said, unique because we're individuating. Our consciousness is individuating here in the physical form, which is why it's so effective doing the vivacity work. It's like because everybody's different, and what you're aligning with and learning to tap into directly is something that's tangible that your body, the energies, the energetics of it, your body recognizes. A lot of times when you're talking about intuition, that's a harder concept to grasp. But you feel when you're getting these boosts of energy, you start to feel it right away in the body because your body's able to recognize it. So if you're someone that's struggling to become more sensitive and not overwhelmed, not like an empath, but more aware, this is really, really useful for you. But I want to just say, since we're talking about soul signature and soul purpose, before I go further, empaths, a lot of them suffer tremendously with the amount of information that they get and how to process it. And so the vivaxis, as you vibrationally align with this, your soul signature, creates, and in again, this is that transducer quality. It takes these energies back to the body in such a way that provides for more stability. So it grounds you in a different way. Most people think of the concept of grounding is dropping an energy cord or tuning into Mother Earth, which is really useful, but we want what's specific and useful for each individual person's body too. And many people find that when they add in that component of working with the vivaxis, with doing work with earth energies, it strengthens them quite a bit, and it helps smooth out a lot of that stress that goes along with the empathic overwhelm that some people feel.
So beautiful. So we all have the vivaxis within ourselves. It's just a case of either learning how to work with the vivaxis, or maybe having someone like you show us, or maybe doing work with someone like you to take us through processes, and we'll get to that a little bit later on. But you know, everyone has this, right? It's like having something of tremendous value that you've been carrying around with you your whole life, but you don't really know what it's for. But now we know, and it's with us. We don't have to go outside ourselves and find it. It's something that's innate to our being.
Exactly. And it's a perfect segue into the next definition that I wanted to give, which is presence. And many light workers, many teachers, many people that are on the path, for whatever reason, they talk about presence in different ways. And I want to say that when you work with your innate intelligence, which your soul signature, that vibrational, this is part of energy management, is learning to work with your vibrational, the underpinnings of your being, not just the surface. So we go through different layers of awareness. So that portion of your vibrational awareness or soul signature that's brought through the physical experience, when that happens, when those deeper connections are made, one can be said to be fully present. If people say, well, what is that? It's vibrational, but it's when those connections all come together. And we start out by doing this with focused awareness of the senses and the mind, but then we go deeper. And we go from there to through the still point of our consciousness where we align the higher mind, what a lot of people call the higher heart, our heart center, and we begin to create from that vibrational awareness of the soul signature. So that's in our belly, our solar plexus is connected there to how we create. So we're bringing through and creating or living our lives there's a coherent vibrational field. So when I talk about energy management, it's focused awareness and use of intention with this increasing flow from these quantum touch points, which is very useful for stabilizing different stages of awakening that we have in terms of coming through our physical. So, so so our Avaxis or quantum touch points in particular are like powerful relay stations. And so I talked about the transducer. So transducer is like a device. It's a special energy center. So it converts energy variations into a physical quantity and into an electrical signature or vice versa. So there's a flow back and forth, and we want that going to our body. And we want to build that up. So our vibrational awareness, like I said, it has many qualities. It can be described, perceived in many ways. So it's our ability to see, to sense the lightness or density, to be able to calibrate whether energies are useful or not useful. We can calibrate thoughts and emotions or an energy field. It's our ability to see, sense those deeper layers and underpinnings and meanings of things, and to be able to operate with a greater sense of heart awareness. So, it's a...
Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. So if this is a good time for you, unless you wanted to share something more, I was going to go to the phones and have people experience.
Oh, let's do it. I'd love that.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, so again, *2 to raise your hand if you don't have your hand raised already. And we'll get to as many of you as we can. Plus, there's also the webinar box for those of you that are not on the phone. Put your name in there as well as your question, and we'll get to some of you as well there as well. Okay, so I'm going to go to South San Francisco. Phone number ends in 5351. South San Francisco.
Hi. Yay! Thank you.
Yay! Awesome.
Oh my
you rock.
God, I need to be on this call for sure. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
So you wanted 1963 San Francisco, California, and my name's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Thank you. Okay, so I'm just going to repeat it back to you to make sure I heard it right. Kathy, 1963 San Francisco. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to be quiet for just a second as I find your field in the quantum here, and we're just going in. Wow, you're undergoing a huge transformation and rebirth right now, and it probably feels a little bit discombobulating to you at the moment, but I don't want to get into that whole thing right now. But what I will say is that from a vibrational standpoint, what I'm seeing in your soul signature is you are ready to take off and fly, and the next 3 to 5 years are going to be pivotal for you in a way that you've been longing for a really long time. But in terms of the vibrational energy, so I'm going to look at this in terms of a scale of 1 to 100, just on how much energy you have available to you. And I'm saying about 40%, which is actually quite phenomenal. When you know, most people think, oh my gosh, 40% is not very much when we think about 100%. But most people are going around and they're operating really in the tens, in the teens, in terms of the percentage of energy that they're making use of at this point. It doesn't mean that we can't use more, it's just that they haven't learned how yet. So 40% is showing me that you're very awake and aware, and from a quantum level, that energy is starting to flow for you, but there's some things that need to be done to kind of match the trajectory of your life, that launching that you're feeling, but you want more of. And you feel really familiar to me, like we've connected before. So,
I don't know. What is the best thing to like get through? Like, because like you said, I have been ready, but I just feel like I'm so blocked, and I don't know what to do.
So Well, we'd need to work on this privately to do a one-on-one session to go into all of the personal details. But working with opening up the energy more of it and moving it to literally, because I see you probably having a physical move as well, which again would be a personal conversation that we need to have. But I see you probably making a physical move, but there's a geographic move that can be done with your Viv Access Point where it'd be placed in an area that's vibrationally more of a match in alignment for what you're trying to create in your life right now. So the population, the energy, even the pollution, the density of the field where it is currently, where it's formed, is so noisy and it's so dense that it's taking away from your internal peace and sensitivity. It's kind of like too busy. It's just too busy.
It is. I've always been like that. I never resonated where I grew up because even now I'm in a suburb and I'm an empath, so it's everything really bothers
me. Yeah, and it doesn't mean that you can't live or spend time in San Francisco. It's different. But what you want on an energetic level in order to open up those facets of yourself more fully is you need a refuge, so to speak, a vibrational refuge and an anchor. So, and again, this is that touch point that between your quantum being and your body, and it's just too noisy for you vibrationally, and it creates a lot of challenges getting out of your head. So to feel your intuition, to feel your heart, and to respond to those things consistently, it's kind of like in, out, in, out, in, out. So my recommendation would be is that we did some private work. We at least start by listening to the audios I created, but we would move it.
Okay.
We would move it to a different space, and I think you would notice a difference in your practice and in your life.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye now. Beautiful. Okay, let's go to New Zealand. Ariana, New Zealand, on the web. You're on live.
Hi, everyone.
Hi,
there,
thank you for calling.
1961, New Zealand, or Wellington, New Zealand. Sorry, Blenheim.
Ah.
In Blenheim.
Okay, 1961, New Zealand, and we're just
Ariana.
Feeling right into her. Yes, Ariana, I got that. Thank you. we're feeling right into that. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I'm feeling oh my gosh, this is beautiful. It's interesting though. Give me 1 second. All right. So here we go with this person. So what we're feeling is the desire to move and explore beyond what is currently occurring with this person, but this is internal. The vibrational match of the Viv Access to the body, so in this case Ariana, is actually well-suited, and it's very, very useful. But there is a part of this person's makeup, Ariana, where you are very much an explorer, and it feels as though because of that you're wanting to feel and sense more. And this is a vibrational boost. This is not a need to move the Viv Access. And from a place of functioning, we'd say you're about 54%-ish flowing. So that's actually substantially good. So what you really need to focus on is opening up your energy field even more, because what your soul is wanting is internal exploration and experience. It's wanting deeper connection and energy. It's more, how do I sustain that? And how do I bring this in and feel that it stays with me? Yours is actually pretty darn healthy, which is unusual. Usually I see people and I say, oh, well, there's quite a lot that needs to be done. With you, it's just opening up and making deeper connections. But it's actually pretty healthy. I don't see a lot of negative influences in it, other than there are some cultural things that are related to the area that feel a little that need to be a little bit more progressive. So we'd say a little bit backwards. But you could say this would be true of most places.
Yeah, no, it definitely is here, and there's lots of little towns around that have different energies of old times that haven't so been cleared. But interesting you said about the four, because I live in a four house and I'm needing to move again to a new house. So, yeah, that's really on to it. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Much love. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Ariana. And I think it's very early there during the day, so thank you for getting up so early.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thank you. All right, let's go to Hawthorne, Nevada. Hawthorne, Nevada.
Oh, so excited.
Yay, here you are.
My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi. 1956, Freeport, New York.
Ah, okay. 1956, Freeport, New York, and Tina. All right, here we have the field. Ah, okay. This is quite interesting. So what I'm seeing is covering your vivaxis is we only see about 15 to 20% of function. So there's a covering. It looks like a shadow. It looks like almost like a shadow and bruise there. So there's a lot of clearing that needs to happen to open up your field more. And it feels like something that and I don't want to get into the private reading, but I will say that there's something, an energy there that very much vibrationally feels like depression covering, something that's been weighing on you and holding you back for a long time. So you would definitely benefit from opening up the energies there, doing some clearing healing work with the vivaxis, and I think you would feel like, oh my gosh, I've come out of a sense of almost being like dormant, like really a rebirth that could happen as a result of your opening up this energy field. So
beautiful. You hear that, Tina? Lovely.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling in. Yeah. Beautiful. Let's go to the web and see if we can help some people on the web. So here is, let's see. Bai Bavi from Munich, Germany. Hi, my name is Vaibhavi. Spiritual name is Jasmine. My date of birth is 28th of August, 1975 in Mumbai, India.
Okay. So Mumbai, India, you said 1975, Ian, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. Kind of cut out there for a second. Let me just tune in here for a moment. So the first thing that I'm seeing is that the vibrational state of the sphere there is very obscured. It's almost as though it's almost like a coating around it, and it's very very geared to culture even more than geography. That affects the feeling that this one is almost in some ways imprisoned. So energetically, when I look at the percentage of flow that's accessible to the body, and I see maybe only about 15% is accessible, and that there, even though this person has intuitive capabilities and such, there's so much more that could be available. I'm also seeing shadow energies. So without meaning, which is tied to fear, and which is tied to energies that amplify kind of wounds in the collective consciousness and culture that are being funneled through. And this is why I'm doing a class on this in my series. But a lot of us carry the seeds of these energies, these collective shadow energies in our vivaxis sphere. And when those are cleared away, it opens things wide up for us, and in a lot of regards, it feels much better. And I'm seeing a large amount of that in this particular person's vivaxis sphere. And it affects the decision making ability. It affects the energy in the body. It is affecting the literal circulation, and there may be some tendency for sluggishness in the blood, in the circulation, in the capillaries, and such. And so there's a lot of vitality that could be influenced and improved by clearing it and strengthening the vivaxis connection. Okay?
Thank you. Okay, this is Linda, yeah. And Linda was born in 1965 in Chicago. Linda, currently living in Massachusetts.
Hi, Linda. And I'm sorry, can you repeat the, you said Chicago, and what was the year again?
1965,
Linda, Chicago. Okay. We're feeling into the location of the sphere, and we say, ah, this is quite interesting for this person. This is actually vibrationally, we'd say actually relatively positive for this person. Sometimes when we see large cities, it's overwhelming for a person. In this particular case, it's actually on a prosperity line. It's vibrating. So it actually matches a lot of the soul trajectory for this person. It's very, very useful. And I see that the energy field flowing at about, we'd say about 35% or so, which is actually pretty good. Like as I mentioned, most people are operating more in the teens, if at all. And we do see some clearing that needs to happen in relation to pollution and things like that. But energetically, it's actually really good for you. And there's a lot of personal information there, but I don't want to get into that on the line. But it's actually relatively good. So,
okay, beautiful. Thank you so much. Well, everyone, we're going to get to some more readings, which I know you're looking forward to in just a little while. But since we're talking about working with Lana, and there's a lot of information that's coming up that you can't necessarily share on the air because it's private and personal, I'd like to share with everyone how they can work with you, Lana. So I'm going to direct people to your offer page, and if you can go over that. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, you would click on the offer button, which is below Lana's photograph, and that'll take you to the offer page that she's put together for us. And then if you are not on the webinar page, you would go to WOTA, that's WOTASummit.com/Lana, L-A-N-N-A, which is all lowercase. So if you want to follow along, WOTASummit.com/Lana, or click on the orange button, and you'll be taken to her offer page. So Lana, if you wouldn't mind, take us through the offer and then also share how people can work with you privately.
Sure. So what I've done is I've created 7 beautiful Earth Star Vivaxis blessing and activation audios. And that is so that it can supplement. I say this is to begin to show you how to work directly with your own energy field on a more dynamic way. And it will also supplement having a personal session or two with me so that I can give you, one-on-one tips on how to do that. And they're all I've done some really special stuff with these particular ones. One, I worked with a wonderful musician named Jamie Cunningham who I asked specifically to tune the frequencies of the music that we designed to put behind the scenes. Now, this is very simple melodic things, but to tune them to the frequencies of divine love or to nature. So you'll have some background energy because most people respond very well to music. It helps you get into a relaxed state. So I've taken these live streaming frequencies that we're working with behind the scenes as we're growing your vibrational awareness. So I'm teaching you about energy management. I'm putting you in this beautiful field, in this beautiful state, and it's building up your light quotient. So as you're learning to work with your Vivaxis point. So we have the first two are foundational, and they're very, very useful. One is priming your energy field. So if you look at the keywords there, it kind of gives you a general overview of what they do. But it's to instruct you and lead you in from being more on the surface into that deeper quantum awareness and bringing those two things together. It begins to activate the frequencies and set up the vibrational awareness of the connection to the Vivaxis point. It enhances your receptivity, your intentional presence, and relaxed awareness. Now, we're used to thinking of effort and being busy, and this is really a different approach to opening up and connecting. And then the second one is building up your vibrational awareness. So I'm actually raising your frequency, and you're participating in this from your third dimensional you know, kind of your usual way of experiencing things, raising your vibration up into that 12th dimensional state, because when you do that, your receptivity and your connection to the quantum is very, very clear, your connection to your guides and your intuition. And when you're in that state and you begin to work with intention, the power of your intention is amplified. Your ability to connect on an energetic level, your vibrational awareness is much enhanced. So it's very important that you set the stage and you go into this intentional state of awareness. You've raised your vibration. And from there, I've created some really beautiful and specialized energy work that works with your vivaxis and activates it in different ways. So you can begin to feel some of the benefits of working with it. Number three is what I call the Earth Star, the angels and the elementals. And the people that have done this so far are feeling this sense of returning to innocence. They're really connecting on a deeper level with the angels and a deeper sense of awakening and trust. And trust is a huge, I would say, challenge for a lot of people. Even if you've done a lot of work, people trusting your intuition, trusting your higher self, and trusting that the wisdom that's coming through you is actually beneficent. There's still a lot of struggle in that regard. And so this is, as you work with your vivaxis, this is an enhanced. So you have that. And number four, I really, really like, that's vivaxis in the mineral kingdom. Now, remember I talked about that quantum touch point and how it's formed and how it's vibrating with the minerals in our body. Well, the mineral kingdom affects our body's skeletal systems, our ability to absorb and use energy and minerals. So it affects our metabolism, our digestion, and those energy centers in the body as well. And Dr. Nixon, when she did her more scientific studies of the vivaxis, found that she correlated an increase in vivaxis energy flow with greater bioavailability and absorption of nutrients in the bodies. So that's another plus, you know, when you think about working with vivaxis energy. Now, here's some of the really juicy good stuff here. 5, 6, and 7, we have three primary quantum touch points, energy points that relate to our intuition in the body that are amplified and opened up even more when we start doing vivaxis work. So remember I was talking about everything being in a flow from the quantum through the earth plane, through our vivaxis to the body, and then through these energy centers. So 5, 6, and 7 are specifically designed to open up, to work with your vivaxis and open up your intuition. And the three energy centers is your higher mind, your heart, and your solar plexus. So those three are related to those, opening them up and strengthening that awareness. And then we have this beautiful bonus audio that, for those of you that didn't get to take advantage before this call, I wanted to make sure that everybody had it. So our Earth, our planet, is also evolving, and it's waking up and dreaming herself anew, much like we ourselves are rebirthing into new consciousness. And she also has a vivaxis, what I call the Earth Star, and is conscious. And there's a divine blueprint. There's a vibrational blueprint for that. And so I've created through doing ceremony with some beautiful light beings and elders who blessed me with this connection. I created this audio to connect you with that vibrational field, because what we're calling New Earth is in fact vibrational, that consciousness, that unity consciousness connection. And so I've taken the vibrational template of this New Earth of Axis so that you can bathe yourself in it. And it's the repetitive participation in this energy that will strengthen and amplify your connection to this new earth field. So it will rebirth with it and express itself through you uniquely. But as you tune into earth, you realize that deeper and deeper connection that we have with the planet at all times. So, and this activation was supported by a legion, literally a legion. If you can look up that definition to see that it means a multitude of elementals, angels, ascended masters, and star families. So all of these benevolent beings that are very much involved in our bioevolutionary experience are supporting this beautiful and simple but very, very powerful audio. And so that one is my gift to all of you. You're welcome to share it beyond this call with this, you know, with anybody that you love in your life that wants to feel more connected to the earth. So, and then I have the live classes. The live classes are particularly useful because, as you can see, this is a big topic, and there's no way to cover it all in just a single hour. And so I've selected a few topics that I thought would be fun and very informative. They're all going to be about an hour and a half to 2 hours long. And I'm planning on doing things a little different for those of you that have studied with me in the past. I'm not just going to be straight talking and doing an activation. I'm actually going to pause along the way and take callers and use you from time to time, just like we're doing on this call, so that as I lead you into and talk about things, I'm going to work on people one-on-one and give you a feel for how to do this, so that when you start working more on your own with the Vivaxis, you can make it your own. So it won't just be a lecture. It won't just be an activation. It'll be somewhat more interactive than I've done in the past. So we have something called clearing moral injury and miasms. And I'll just say just briefly, what I've noticed is that it's a big obstacle for people. I talked a little bit about shadow earlier in the call, but there's a big tendency on the part of people as they awaken, as they try and live with this awakened awareness, to return always to suffering, to return to duality, to return to the traumas that have been embedded in our culture and in our consciousness. And it's not to say that we're denying or just avoiding facing those things and moving through them, but vibrationally, it is holding us back. And those of us that are motivated to affect change in the world on any level need to get past this, because it is holding us back. And so I'm going to be talking more deeply about moral injury and the Akashic records and how those things kind of serve to reinforce really the old paradigm, and how some energetic ways we can move out of that. We're going to clear some of these energies from your natal Vivaxis in the call, and that's going to probably change substantially for some of you. It's going to make a big difference in how you feel about your life. Number two, I'm going to be taking you through the Vivaxis to initiation into two divine mystery schools, interdimensional schools that are available in here and present on the planet. Some of you have heard of both of them. Most of you have heard of Telos, connected to Lemuria and Adama and Mount Shasta. Many of you are not familiar with the divine mystery school connected to the halls of Amenti, but that's very much connected to Atlantis and ancient Egypt. And we're going to be going through your Vivaxis and opening up the connections to those, so that you have more energetic resources available to you directly. And the Vivaxis is going to boost your intuition and open that up even more. And then the last class is going to be, again, very interactive and really fun, but we're going to be talking about the influences of the Vivaxis on chakras and the development of the intuition. So it's going to be a chance to go a little bit deeper than just the audios that I have that are activating and opening up those fields. I'm going to be doing, again, taking callers one-on-one. So if there's 20 people on the call, I'll try and get through 20. If there's several hundred, I'll try and pick the ones that vibrationally represent the group, and we will work on those centers as I'm speaking. So that'll be really fun. We'll get, people get to feel and see the difference as we go along, as we work with these Vivaxis energies and right there on the spot. And then you can take that home with you and say, wow, I can do this myself.
Yeah, right. Beautiful, beautiful. So that's the one option. And then I think there's a lot of people who really would like to find out what working with you is like and what they can experience and how you can really help them in their evolutionary journey.
Yeah. Well, the second one is just that I really think that most people benefit from working with me one-on-one at least a couple of times when it comes to something that's specialized, because again, we're all unique. We have different levels of awareness, different levels of experience, and different things that we face in our life that influence our capacity to open all the way up. And I can't possibly address that in these bigger forums like this. So right. People generally tend to benefit with the one-on-one. And so when you're doing a call with me, again, we're going to start with the basics. We're going to go into how is it functioning, what things are covering it up, does it need to be healed, does it need to be moved, where does it need to be moved. If it needs to be moved, then what happens is I call in the Ascended Masters, as I call the Divine Midwives, so the Sisterhood of the Rose, who support so if you think about it as kind of an energetic or a shamanic extraction where it's protected in a Merkaba, a light field that's created by these divine beings in the Sisterhood of the Rose. And they help me to vision a sacred place that is most beneficial for the person. And then it's moved to that place vibrationally. And then it's reimplanted in the earth. And from that, I begin to teach people how to work with it. That people usually notice an immediate change in their energy field, the energy flowing through their body, and oftentimes things start showing up in their life. And I'll give you a few just examples from different things. So this is a fun one. I've worked with a lot of different, for some reason, a lot of twins have called me, especially the last year. I've probably in the last couple of months, I've worked with 6 or 7 sets of identical twins that have called me and wanted the Vaxis work. It's so interesting when I get those. And what I found with the twins is that it's almost like when they're in the mother's womb, well, they'll have one placenta or they'll have two that fuse together inside of the mother's bodies. Well, the Vaxis points are often very enmeshed energetically. And when they're separated, often a lot of the complications that go along with the intensity of that they dissipate. So they still have a strong bond as twins, but for the first time in their life, they often feel less overwhelmed by the empathic connection that they have with their twin, or that sense of enmeshment that makes them lose their own sense of identity. So that's one really interesting thing about twins that's happened with Vaxis. But here's a very dramatic one that happened a few months ago. A woman was born in one part of the world and raised in another part of the world. And as soon as I tuned into her Vivaxis, I had a vision of a war zone. And I had this sense of her, I said, no matter how much work you're doing, it almost has a sense that you're running away and you don't feel safe. There's almost a sense of panickiness. And I'm wondering if you're not that I'm saying that you're mentally ill, but you're almost at the verge of having this like panicky anxiety disorder that seems to follow you along and that you can't quite shake. And she goes, oh my God, yes. And I said, it turns out that she was born I said, I'd like to do some Vivaxis work with you. And as soon as she told me where she was born in a war zone, and the war zone is still active to this day. Awesome. And as soon as we moved her Vivaxis, that stopped happening to her and she felt so much better.
Wow. So you can move so I know you said this in the beginning, but let me just have you repeat it so that I understand and others understand. You can move the Vivaxis even though the person is physically located in a specific location.
Yes. Yes, we can. It's energetic. And again, like I said, it literally forms at the place that a person is born. So if you're born in San Francisco, California, your Vivaxis forms there, and it sits there whether you work with it or not, unless you like energetically create it, move it and create it someplace else. And that's the beauty of the ability. Yeah, so when you move it, imagine that you take it from a place like a war zone like we just described, and you put it in a very clear, peaceful place in the Amazon jungle. If spirit's saying that, they're going to have all of that beautiful nature energy infused through their field now. Much healthier.
Oh man! Oh man! Sign me up! Oh man! I'm very fortunate to live in a beautiful place, but I can just feel that. I can feel that. So this is something that someone can have done in the session, if they're feeling whatever they're feeling. You would obviously have been so highly intuitive. And by the way, one of my gifts is being able to look at someone's photograph and just tell you are so intuitive. I mean, I can just look at you and I just know that you have these amazing intuitive gifts. Anyways, it's just so present in your eyes. You can then read someone and then determine the best place for their Vaxis point to reside so that that person will have the most positive experience, provided, of course, that it's part of their, soul's karma contract and journey. you can put their field.
And I always, yes, and I always ask, and I, you know, and I always, I always ask their spirit, because their spirit speak to me. I ask the guides and the masters, and they show me. And then before it's done, I always again ask the person, is this what you want? You know, is this? But they almost always feel an immediate positive result. Again, it may be in the body, it may be in the emotions, it may be in the dynamics of their life. It unfolds in different ways for different people. So there's no way of saying just one thing, but it all comes through our body. So.
Wow. And how many people do you think, is it most of the people who come to you have the Vivaxis in the quote-unquote wrong place or, you know, a certain percentage? How many people actually really, really benefit from you moving their Vivaxis?
At this point, I would say close to 90% of the people that I work with nowadays end up doing it. I wouldn't have said that 30 or 40 years ago necessarily, but because people are there's so much going on. There's so much energy and information, and people are moving it literally at the speed of light in terms of the changes that they're making. And so they need access to tools that create stability in the midst of what I call these liminal stages, stages of experience that we have where we go through a rapid period of growth and change, and then we have to assimilate it, and another rapid period, and then we assimilate it. So how do we create stability in the midst of those different thresholds that we're reaching? And the Vivaxis provides an enormous amount of that for us. So,
So I know it's a small part of what you can do in the session, but it seems to be such an important part. It's like, you know, when we close our eyes and go to our happy place, so to speak, right? You know, where is that happy place? You know, so is it in the hammock on the beach? Or is it in the Peruvian forest, you know, just with the beautiful, beautiful trees and the dampness and just the moisture? Is that your happy place? Or is it in the mountains, you know, by a mountain lake, for example? You know, so you could do that energetically for someone to take them, you know, almost to their happy place.
Well, you know, I love that you called it the happy place, because that made me think of several examples. It's true. But I think of several examples of people that I've worked with very recently who, when I tuned in with spirit and was guided to where we were going to move it, when I would tell them what I was seeing and share with them the information that was coming to me, I would find out immediately that they had started having dreams or meditations very recent, right preceding our session, where they suddenly had a longing to go to that place, or they had booked a trip there, or they were dreaming about that place and suddenly felt connected to it and they didn't even know why. And then they'd be like, oh my God, and you just told me that. So it's like their soul is already speaking to them and saying, this is your next step. And then they'll come to me, and I'll, unbeknownst to me, you know, I'm just lining up the other side of it, right? So, I'll see this information, and I was thinking of this one woman and she's a twin, and she had a twin sister, and they lived in different countries, and I worked on her, and I worked on her twin, and her twin, had a very strong connection to, and her Vivaxis needed to be moved to, a sacred place in Peru. And it was really interesting because her energy body showed up to me with feathers and a drum and a rattle, and it was very beautiful. And her higher self was really wanting her to connect in and do, like, her path was connected to the earth spirits and shamanic work, and very much tied to this geographical region. Well, it turns out her sister felt very connected and had a longing to go to that area right where I was seeing, and had gotten a rattle and had gotten a drum and already had some feathers, and was just like, this was just like the missing link for her.
Wow. Incredible.
So it was
incredible.
Really, it's really amazing how that happens.
Wow, beautiful. Wow, what a beautiful offer. So, I mean, lovely. Those activations that you put together, plus the ability to work with you. So thank you so much for that really beautiful offer. I think that there's so many people who are hearing the call to be connected with you and have this work done. Definitely some amazing benefits that would help us really feel in a better place, and maybe help us make sense of some of that chaos and the tribal consciousness that is maybe just cluttering us and really preventing us from really living and being embodying, being able to embody our true selves. So lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely. So let's do this. Let's go back to the phones like we promised for some more callers. And then it would be wonderful if you could take us through the process once we've taken a few callers. So let's go to Twin Cities, Minnesota, 0552, or the last four digits of the phone number. Twin Cities, Minnesota. Hello, welcome. If you're in the Minnesota area, say hi. Nobody there? Okay, let's go to Westchester, New York. Westchester, New York. 9448. You're on live. Hello. Anyone home?
Hello.
You know, your hands. Ah, there you are. Hi there.
I'm here. How exciting! My name is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Bronx. Hi. I'm so excited. Bronx, New York, 1956.
Okay. Bronx, New York, 1956 for Miss Lori. And let's feel into this. And okay. We see with this one a lot of clearing that needs to happen. Percentage-wise flow, it's we'd say about 14-15%. So there's a lot more that's available to you that needs to be uncovered. There's a lot of clearing work that needs to happen that would help you, especially to get out of your head. So you want to get out of the brain-mind mechanism and into the higher intellectual functioning that's related to your intuition. So there's a lot of healing that needs to happen there. We also see that it's been dormant because of the geographical location. So fairly low energy is the simple way of describing it, and you need a boost there. And I don't have time to go into the where it would need to be moved, but you would definitely benefit from doing some energy work and moving it. Let's see if there's anything else that I could give you in very short term here.
Okay.
It would also, there's some implications for your health. So definitely if we opened it up, we could probably do some things to improve your circulation and your immune system in particular is one of the things I'm seeing. So, and a little bit with your skeletal system. So it feels as though mobility is a little bit of an issue for you, and you could probably improve that some. So,
excellent. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lori. Much love.
Yeah, thank you.
Beautiful. All right, let's try that Minnesota again because I was called there. Minnesota, are you there this time? Twin Cities, Minnesota? No, you've left or you're on mute. Okay, let's go to Annapolis, Maryland. Annapolis, Maryland. 0204. You're on live. Hello.
Hi, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
And
hi.
I was born in Utica, New York, in 1953.
1953, Utica, New York, Miss Kathy. All right. Let's see what we have here. Ah, okay. So, in terms of the vibrational. We'd say you're about at 23%. So there's a lot of energies that's still unavailable to you, but that can be opened up. So that's one piece of information here. In terms of the life trajectory, it's actually been a pretty good spot for you. But we would say that if you're interested in expanding your intuition, you would want to move it. It's not an unhealthy place. But it's really contingent upon what your goals are for your personal goals are for you at this point. But vibrationally, you would be much more supported to have it moved if you were wanting to, say, expand your intuition and your inner life. And I'm also seeing that opening it up would have a direct impact and influence on your ability to do some work on the body that would be useful to you. And in particular, one of the areas that it looks like it needs support is the cardiac. So, and of course, I don't want to get too deep into personal things on this call, but definitely would benefit you to do some energy work in that regard.
Yeah, I feel like I'm stuck, so I'll definitely call you.
Okay.
All right, Kathy. With the information part. Thank you.
beautiful. Thank you, Kathy.
Beautiful. All right, a couple of calls from the web. Let's go to Arietta in Athens, Greece. Arietta was born in Gravina, Greece, in 1952. Gravina, Greece.
Did you say 62 or 52?
52, 1952.
Okay, 52. Gravina, Greece, 1952. Okay. All right. The first thing that I'm seeing for this one is that this is not a good vibrational match for this one. It's a beautiful place. It is a beautiful energy. But what I see in this one is in terms is a big split. And it has to do with the amount of water element influencing this geographical region, and that it's creating a mismatch for this one. And this one needs more, we'd say, in terms of elements, it needs much more earth for stability. And so that this one would be much benefited if it was moved to a different area, even out of the region entirely. So a higher mountainous region would probably really help this one, bringing in the element of air, and again, opening up the intuition and balancing the body with the higher intellectual function. So that's an area of intuition that would be opened up quite a bit if the vivaxis was moved. In terms of function, I'm also seeing some shadow energies and some cultural things that have been holding this person back for a long time, and it feels like there's a big decision that this person is approaching. Don't mean to sound like a cliche, but it feels like someone's really trying to make a decision about that next step in their life. And so opening up the vivaxis would give them the confidence to trust in themselves a little bit more and their intuition. And certainly, if you feel drawn, my dear, please feel free to get a hold of me. I'd love to work with you. But I think you would benefit from some vivaxis work and some other things, just to clarify some things in your life. So thank you very much for writing in.
Yeah, beautiful. This is Zdenka, and I'm going to read what Zdenka says first. So Zdenka says, Lana is a real energy master, and I love her service. She has helped me recover from many life-challenging situations. It was not only health-related conditions, but also difficulties in business and relationships and other things. I highly recommend her, and especially her private session. So thank you very much, Zdenka. It's really touching when you actually take the time to call in and recognize speakers, so thank you so much for doing that. And Zdenka was born in 1958 in Trebek in the Czech Republic. Trebek in the Czech Republic, 1958.
Oh, yeah, I'm just going to say up front that I love Zdenka. I've done a lot of work with her, and I've got a little tear in my eye. Thank you so much, sweet one, for writing in. I really appreciate that. Okay, and we're tuning into the vivaxis here for this dear one. And we would definitely see that this one would benefit from moving it. It's as though the vivaxis is about the shape and size of a newborn baby, just so people have a picture in their mind. And I described it as a sphere. Zdenka, yours is very buried. It's very, very deep. We want it closer to the surface, meaning that, so how that looks to me vibrationally is that it's covered up. Parts of you are covered up in your intuition, and this has to do, with the place that it was. And it's almost as though, it's interesting. I have never seen this configuration before, but as I read it, it's as though several family members are stacked on top of you. And usually I only see this sorts of configurations with twins, but in your case, there's several family members there, especially your father's energy, covering yours up. And it's always kept you feeling a little bit subservient to men and to the patriarchy and to culture. And there's nothing wrong with men, but it's like we're moving out of that paradigm where we're now complementing each other in terms of our expression of spirit rather than it being about power and control. And so when I speak about men and women in that way, I mean it in the most complementary fashion. But we would say that it's not serving you at this point, and there's some work that could be done that would be really useful for you, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing that. So we'll stay in Europe. This is Hannah from Finland, And Hannah was born in 1977 in Vaasa, V-A-A-S-A, in Finland.
Vaasa, 1977, Hannah. Nice to talk to you, my sweet one. Let me feel into you here. I'm feeling her heart. Feeling the heart there. That's bright, bright blessings to you, dear. All right, so feeling into the Vivaxis point there. It's interesting because I get a fear and nausea. So there's some clearing that would really open up for this dear one, especially in the kinesthetic region, the solar plexus region, moving more into that high vibrational field of awareness. You're operating currently at about, we would say, about 28% of your available energy, and there's so much more available to you. Now, even if you get up around 40, 50%, that's incredible in terms of that quantum flow through the physical. We don't need to think that we're broken, but we really want to get it up much more than we do. And I'm betting that you have some digestive issues. And I'm also reading that your kinesthetic sense is the strongest of your intuitional senses. So that body knowing and how you process energy. So there needs to be some healing there. We need to open it up some more, and your intuition would become much clearer if you were to do a little bit of this work. I think you would find that in a way that feels good to you if you understood what your strengths were and played to those. Okay?
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. So for those people who are looking at working with you, so it sounds like most people, virtually everyone, could really benefit from a session with you. But if someone is just looking to better understand the Vivaxis and start working with some of the fundamentals with the Vivaxis, would you say that would be option one would be a good way to go? Or, you know, what I'm trying to do here is help people decide. Yes, of course, we'd all love to work with you, but for some people it's sometimes not possible, or they don't. They just aren't led that way. How do people decide between option one and option two?
Well, I mean, I think that on a practical level, sometimes people just go, well, I want to, but I can't afford it, right? I understand that we all have different considerations there. So you've got to go, one, with what's practical for you. Two, what do you know? Are you someone that like, this makes sense to you and you've done some of this work before? Or do you need to learn some things? Because if you need to learn, then you're going to benefit from the audios, but you're going to benefit more in a more detailed way if you work with me. So you're going to have to just make a decision about what your priority is, right, in that regard. Now, I don't know what – I can't speak for everybody. Me, I want all the juicy good stuff. I want the nitty-gritty because I want to run with it myself. I've always been that way. So if I come up across something, I want to explore it to the fullest extent of my capacity, you know, of my ability, and find out how to make it my own. So I think that in that regard, you're going to get more from the one-on-one, but you're going to get quite a bit. And if you're not sure, you know, you can always start out with the audios, and you can start seeing how you feel. And then a lot of people are like, God, you know, I have more questions. And this really does feel good to me. I'm starting to feel better. I'm noticing the changes in my life. I'm noticing the changes in my awareness and my intuition. This is cool. Now I know what questions to ask. Sometimes people don't know what the right questions are initially, right? And so they go into the experience of it, and they go, oh, and then they can go back and they can say, oh, well, I want to get the session instead, right? So you have a little bit of time. You could always, but so I kind of really trust the person to say, well, what do you want right now? Not in your head going back and forth flip flopping, but like what gives you bubbles? When you think about it, you're like, ooh, I want to check this out and find out what it feels like, and I want to know how to do it myself versus I want to, you know, feel into some of it. So because generally what I say is, look, you've got to learn how to align with it. You've got to learn how to work with your intention. You all know where it's formed now. Do you have that? But if you don't have the energy training yet to know how to go there or tune into it, then you will benefit from the direct teaching for just a little bit. Now, it's not anything you have to be dependent on me for, but I have a lot of experience, so I can show you how to make it your own, which is, you know, that's all.
Yeah, and clearly, you know, clearly, certainly you're an energy worker, and I think everyone on the call understands the benefit of working with someone like yourself. You know, you've been given these amazing gifts. You've been chosen by the divine to bring this information to us. And, you know, for a reason, because you have the perfect, it could be your soul trajectory, or it could be your energetic makeup, whatever the reason is, you know, Lana Spencer has certain abilities and you were chosen. You know, I wasn't chosen to deliver the Vaxxus. I could have been, but no, that's not my path in life. That's not my assignment in life. It's your assignment. And so that's a responsibility that you have, to share the information, and work with people also privately. You know, what I can say to people who are considering this, you know, since we did mention practicality, so normally Lana's session is $275. If you do option one and then you decide to do the session, it's $275. If you do it now, the session literally is $60, because package one is $144 and package two is $222. So for $60 more, you get a private session. So that's substantially less. So if you're resonating with this and you're a little bit on the fence, then it might be a good idea to say, well, it's only $60 more. If I wait, it's going to be another $275, right? That's a huge, huge difference, something for you to consider. Okay, good. Wonderful. Well, I wanted to move into the process. If you could share with us what the process is and get people ready and then take us through it.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, this isn't the process for everybody. I want to say that up front, because we're all unique. But what I'm going to start to do is to strengthen your alignment with Gaia, so Mother Earth, and your Vivaxis point, because I want you to just get a sense of flow and feeling in your body. So I want to create this for everybody. So unless you're driving, which I hope you're not, I would like everybody to close your eyes. You can sit with your spine straight, or even lay down for a moment with your palms up, or palms up on your knees or in your lap. And so I want you to begin by observing your breathing. Just observing that you're aware, observing that you're breathing. Placing your awareness in the center of your head. And I'm going to just begin to open up the quantum field inside of everybody's heads. There's nothing you need to do. You don't need to track this. You don't need to see it or follow even. I want you to just be present and aware, observing your breathing. That portion of you that's aware that you're breathing, I want you to just focus on that for a moment, to the witness. And I'm just going to amplify the field there. And I'm calling in all of the ascended masters that work with me and the angels right now to overlight this and begin to open this up even more. So just placing your awareness in the center of your head, breathing in clear light, and again, observing that you're aware. I want you to place your awareness, that part of you that's aware, inside of that clear light that you've just breathed in the center of your head. And imagine that those things are merging. So it'd be like if you dropped a handful of salt or sugar into a glass of water, it just dissipates. So you're placing your awareness, that part of you that's aware, inside of the clear light in the center of your head. And I'm actually opening up that field inside of each of you. And it's dissolving. Your awareness is dissolving into the clear. Beautiful. I'm already starting to feel. And now I'm going to open up everybody's energy centers. So we're going to open up your head, the palms of your hands, your heart, your belly, and the soles of your feet. And I'm also calling for a strong vibrational connection to Gaia and to each of your Vivaxis points. And so I want each of you to think of the year of your birth and where you were born. You don't have to do anything else. Just hold that in your head. And this is creating a quantum connection for me to amplify this field. There's nothing else you need to do, so just relax and invite that in. There you go. And I'm feeling a lot of pressure in people's heads right now, so I want you to soften your awareness. There's a lot of energy building, so just soften your awareness and imagine that you're dropping even deeper. There you go. And I want you to notice the stillness that you're feeling right now. There's a spaciousness that's happening, people, and it's because you're all connecting really amazingly to the quantum field right now. So all of you notice the absence of anxiety and fear that's starting to come through you. Some of you may feel almost as though your body is like a hollow opening, but it's full and it's clear. And that's because the vibrational field of the Vivaxis is starting to amplify through you, through your bodies. So it's as though you're more in your body, but you're lighter at the same time. And everybody take a breath. And I know that there's a lot that's still changing in people. Can you imagine that you're getting the energetics of this even if the mind hasn't caught up yet? So just soften your awareness one more time and just tell your innate intelligence at this time, set your intention to let it just run the show for you and just breathe. And we're going to just do one final like strengthening of your Vivaxis field with Gaia and your body. There you go. And this is very gentle, dear ones. Although some of you may feel like you've suddenly expanded or gotten bigger, but you should feel more solid, like more in your body, not spaced out. A lot of times with energy work, you feel spaced out. And usually with Vivaxis work, you feel like you could open your eyes and get going, which is another really a bonus, right? All right. Beautiful. All right. This is a good place to just stop for right now. How are you feeling, Ian? Did you feel anything?
Definitely. Definitely. I feel it. You know, I can, besides the tingling in my hands, in my feet, which is something that I feel when I'm working with energy.
So there
I definitely felt the softness, yeah.
Yeah. So initially when you're working with Gaia and when you're working with the Vivaxis, and it gets stronger when you're doing individual work, but it starts out as electrical. It starts out as energetic, and it will begin to flow up directionally up the left side of the body, and it will also flow through. A lot of people will feel, especially when we're doing the individual work where we're focusing on your center rather than just on the new earth energies that we're bringing in. There's a lot of heat. There's a lot of flow to the solar region. That's our kinesthetic connection to the Vivaxis, to the quantum field. And even when Dr. Nixon was doing her studies, her scientific studies, experiments with the Vivaxis energies back in the, 60s, 70s, and 80s, she saw two different, there's a flow of energy that flows through the earth up the left side of the body and then to the rest of the body. And then there's one that comes up and to the solar plexus. So it even correlates with the vision that I'm having on the quantum field and the interaction with our chakras and energy bodies in our body. So we have this electrical energy, we have the softening that starts to happen, and then we start to feel literally like we're more in our bodies. We start to feel more vitalized. It's not the same thing as being manic or overamped. We just start feeling better, and what happens is the centers become more and more activated, the power of our intuition becomes stronger, and things start coming to us. We get more in alignment, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a very simple and gentle exercise that probably everybody is feeling at least a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more peaceful, and feeling a little bit more enlivened in their bodies. So.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Lana, thank you so much for being here. It's been amazing sharing the sacred space with you. Is there anything that has come through to you to share with the group as either final words or as we start winding down?
So the first thing that came up when you said that was that your divine nature is love, but it feels elusive at times, and you're not alone in this. And this is not another opportunity to really embrace the thing you've been running towards for a long, long time, for many lifetimes. And don't let surface considerations block you from letting yourself all the way in, letting this experience happen for you, because it could make a huge difference. It could be one of those pivotal moments. So we all think of a few moments in our life where we go, wow, I turned a huge corner, or this influenced me for many, many years. And working with your Vivaxis and opening this all the way up for many can be that pivotal moment. It could be quite profound. So if you're feeling moved, if you're feeling intrigued, honor that. So honoring your intuition is how it comes to you stronger too. We can open up all of those centers. We can point you in the direction of it. I can show you how to work with it. But then if you don't listen, you're shutting it down yourself. So it's a, you know, it's a partnership with yourself. It's a commitment to your growth. And I would sure be honored to support you in that if you're moved to do that. So thank you, Ian. And thank you, everybody that was here today. Bright blessings to you.
It's been wonderful. It's been wonderful. Thank you for the information you've shared and bringing your incredible energy. And we are so grateful for you spending a lot of time with the listeners, answering questions and just helping people in their own journeys, helping them to get the information that's going to allow them to maybe find more ease, more grace in their lives, just giving them direction. So, Lana, I'm deeply grateful that you have graced us today and you said yes to the divine when the divine said, this is your gift, go forth and share it. We feel honored to have had you on the show. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ian.
Yeah. All right. And all you beautiful shining lights that are listening, either to the replay maybe or live with us, sharing your amazing energy, thank you for being here. And our prayer is that we have enriched your lives in some way. And we have just been a place where you can come to and hear information and share the energy and find something that would help make your life a richer place, as well as making the lives of the others around you a better and a richer place. So thank you all for being here. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun, all the ancient ones, the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service for bringing us all together. All right, much love to you all. Bye now.